Welcome to Raju Radio.
So in this episode, we're going to be talking about our first week of school, what we did, and what we thought about it.
Yeah. So the first day of school, I was pretty excited because it's my last first day of school, which is really big.
You're in 12th grade, which is a big deal. You're going to go to college soon, and I am going to miss you.
He winked while he said that. So yes, I am in 12th grade now, and Rishi is in 6th grade, so he's starting his first year of middle school.
And I am so excited. Guys, we're recording this on the second week of school, and it's been such a journey. For me, middle school is so tiring, yet it's so fun, because now I can walk to my classes by myself instead of the teachers having to switch me. So what do you think about your 12th grade?
Well, I, for one, am used to walking by myself to my own classes because I have been for the past 6 years, or this is going to be my sixth year. But one thing that I kind of dreaded about going to school was that I had to dress up nice every day, or at least presentable, and not be in sweats or, you know, like baggy shirts and stuff. Like how I was my entire junior year when I was at home.
Oh, I mean, that's not for us. We can use any type of clothes we want.
Well, it's not really a dress code. It's just like, I just have to look better than I do at home.
Oh, so you want to make a good impression?
Well, yeah. I want to look presentable. I don't want to be like in sweatpants.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a good thing that you want to do that. So I have a question, and about my favorite thing, but it's about the vending machines. And for my school, you can only use it in 7th and 8th grade. What about you? Do you use it a lot?
I have only used the vending machine a few times, and I was allowed to use it in my 6th grade. Any grade is allowed to use it normally.
Darn it. That's sucks, because I probably looked forward to the vending machines much, much more than you.
Yeah. Also, our high school vending machines, they're all, like, diet stuff. So they have baked hot Cheetos. They have diet Mountain Dew, diet Dr. Pepper. And it's just nothing, like, normal. So I don't really get anything.
I mean, our vending machines have candy and chips and stuff. That's why I really, really want to use it.
Yeah, ours is definitely not like that. But another thing I was not happy with when I was like going to school is climbing up 4 stories, because my school is half a mile long and 4 stories. And most of my classes are on the 4th floor since I'm a senior, and I have to climb up 4 stories at 7:15 in the morning every single day, and it's just a lot, and I'm out of breath, and I do not enjoy it.
Okay, for me, most classes I have to walk across the school back and forth, and no, it is tiring. I mean, it's not fun, and I mean, it's good for me. It's tiring, but I like it because it gives me a sense of freedom, right? And when, I don't know if you remember, but do you know what you felt like when you started walking to your own classes in middle school?
I mean, I'm sure I thought it was really cool, and I was really happy that it happened, but I don't think I was nearly as excited as you are now.
True. I don't think anyone can get more excited than this. But, yeah, all right. So, do you want to tell us what you did in the first week? So, let's start off with from Monday to Friday. Do you know what you did on Monday?
So, on Monday is syllabus day. So, the teachers just kind of tell us, like, what we're doing for the semester, what supplies that we need. They introduce themselves. Sometimes we do, like, icebreakers. This year, I didn't actually do any icebreakers in any of my classes, which is kind of surprising. Yeah, that's kind of how the first day goes. And then a lot of my classes, we started instruction on the second day, so I've been learning things for a week now.
All right, nice. So let's talk about my first day of school. And so basically what we did on Monday was we just like set up what we're going to do. We learned where all our classes were going to be. And surprisingly, I learned where all my classes were going to be in the first day. Which
me too. So many people have trouble with that. And I think it's really easy. And there's four stories to my school. Like, if I think it's easy, anyone should, like everyone should be able to get it. Like, it's really not that difficult, but people struggle with it so much.
Yeah, I saw people struggle, but I was like, I was surprised by myself. I didn't think I'd get it on the first day. But so basically what we did in class, we didn't really do any work. We watched this code of conduct thing. So do you do that?
Well, we do that in advisory, but honestly, it's my I think this is like the 13th year I've been doing this, so I don't really pay attention anymore. Not gonna lie.
It's a state law to do it, but
I was still there. In my defense, I was present.
You were present. So have you ever had a tardy in this year or previous years?
Well, we actually started tardies yesterday, so I have not been marked tardy, but I have been tardy to my classes because my bus came late this year. But I've never actually been tardy to any class ever, like ever. So
yeah, me too.
Well, it's your second week. I don't even think they're counting tardies yet.
Actually, they are. And I mean, like, I've never been late to any class, even if they're not counting tardies. My bus can be late, but if it is, I'll rush a bit more.
And they don't count tardies if your bus is late.
Yeah, so I was about to say, this guy was in my first period class. He always comes super duper late because of his bus. And so, I mean, he doesn't get tardy for that, and I want to ask you why, but you went ahead and already told me in advance. So, anything else you want to talk about?
Actually, I want to talk about lunches. So,
all right, funny story. Me and my sister planned the first whole week and second whole week of lunch in the week before school. So, like, we were totally prepared. We had our bags ready. We were so excited, or at least I was.
I was excited. We made a menu. So the first day we had a turkey sandwich, and then we had grilled cheese sandwiches, things like that. And so that, like, the main course my mom was in charge of, our mom. And then for the snacks, we just came up with little snacks that we thought we would like. So one day, I think tomorrow I'm packing celery and ranch. One day I packed carrots and ranch. Today I packed, I sliced some cucumbers, and I made a little mixture of salt and chili powder for us to dip in and eat. One day I cut up some watermelon. One day, if I don't have time, like yesterday, to pack something, I'll just put in a bag of chips and a fruit bar. What else did I pack? Or what else were our ideas? Oh, I had
strawberries, blueberries, grapes.
Yeah, we had those. But yeah, I'm really excited to that I'm doing that. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about our favorite dish for the first week. And what was your favorite dish?
So I like the turkey sandwich. I think you're gonna agree with me. It was just really, really good. I loved it.
Turkey sandwich was so good. I'm pretty sure that was one of the two I would finish the time I had. The others I wouldn't finish because some reasons I don't even know why. But my favorite, that was my second favorite. My favorite was the grilled cheese sandwich. It tasted like garlic bread. It was heaven. I started crying. It was so good.
It was, okay, interruption. It only tasted like garlic bread because we put garlic spread on it. It did not taste like garlic bread for some other weird reason, so I'd just like to have a, just letting y'all know about that.
So, I really liked the first week of school. It was kind of easy. And, yeah, what did you think about it?
I mean, I liked it too. But when it got to Sunday, I was just not excited to go back for a second week.
Yeah. That's kind of how I felt, but now I'm starting to get used to it, and I really don't even care. I'm in between not liking it and liking it. So, I mean, yeah. So, what do you rate school, the first week of school, 10 is the best, year is the worst?
Good question. So, I think it would be, like, a solid 8. What do you think?
So, for the first week of school, maybe an 8.5 to a 9. But the second week, the ratings will be going a little lower.
I agree.
Okay. The second week, I'm just going to say 7.5 to 8. Because it really wasn't that bad. I still liked it.
It is the second day of the second week. It's Tuesday. So it could change.
True. And that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.
I hope you guys enjoyed listening to our first week of school podcast. Happy listening. Don't forget to follow our Instagram at Roger Radio Podcast.
Bye.